I invite some of our men to come, and we are going to celebrate together communion, remembering what Jesus did for us. This is what it's all about: partnership in the gospel, fellowship in the gospel, the good news that God, who is God from all eternity, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Father sent His Son to become one of us so that as one of us, as a human, He could take upon Himself my sins and be the propitiation, the wrath-appeasing sacrifice. God is just. We're sinful. And He can't just sweep that under the eternal carpet and say, I'm going to look the other way. That would not be just. The punishment needs to be poured out. Wrath. It's right to be mad about the wrong things in this world, to be furiously angry. Wrath will be poured out. Every sin will be paid for in full. We have the option. Do I want to pay for my sins? Do I want to get what I have coming to me? Do I want to get what I deserve? If you know anything, you say, no, I do not want what's coming to me. I don't want that. And here's the beautiful thing about the gospel. God takes what's coming to me and He puts it on Jesus on the cross. Jesus paid my price in full. And He takes what's coming to Jesus, because Jesus lived a perfect life, pleased His Father in everything, perfect obedience, didn't neglect to do any good thing that He ought to have done. And the reward for that righteous life, well, that gets to me as a believer in Jesus, because I'm in Christ Jesus. When the Father looks at me, who's simply taking God at His word and saying, you say you'll take my sin and put it on Jesus. You'll take Jesus' righteousness and put it on me. Okay. I will love that gift. Forgive my sins. Make me new inside. Bless me. Jesus became a curse for us so that we could receive the blessing that ought to come to Jesus. It's that great exchange. My sin for His righteousness. That's the gospel. That's the good news we celebrate today. Forgiveness of sins, pure, blameless, in action, moving in that direction, not there yet, not perfect yet, not until the day of Christ, but because of the finished work of Jesus gaining traction, moving in that direction. And so pray for it. Lean into it. Depend more on the Spirit for it. And work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God who is at work in you. We'll serve you bread if you're a believer in Jesus. Bread and juice, reminders of Jesus' body broken, His blood poured out. We take that into ourselves as a way to receive, a way to show that it's outside of us and it's coming to us, this gift that we receive by faith, simply taking God at His word. If you're a believer, you're welcome to take bread and juice. Hold those in your hands. Reflect on what Jesus did for you. If that's a gift you've never received, today's a great day to say, Jesus, yeah, I'm a sinner. Amen. I've rebelled against You. I have sinned against You. I deserve Your wrath. Would you transfer my guilt, my shame, my sin to the account of Jesus? Would you? I don't deserve it, but would you transfer Jesus' perfect righteousness to my account? Forgive me of my sins, make me new inside, pour out Your Spirit in me. Would you? Here's the awesome thing is, we know based on God's faithfulness to His word, His answer to that prayer is always yes. So simply cry out to Him and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Based on what You did, what Jesus, You did on the cross, forgive me of my sins and make me new inside. Receive the gift. Be His. belong to Him. Give yourself to Him. We'll serve you bread and juice once you've been served. Hold on to that. Once we've all been served, we'll give thanks and take that together as a body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for the gospel. That you came, that you took my sins in your body on the tree. That you took my shame, my guilt. You took the wrath of Almighty God against my rebellion. And you suffered in my place. So that I could today enjoy relationship with the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for doing what you did. There was no other way. And thank you for the confidence that you finish what you started, that you who began a good work in us will bring it to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. So help us to lean in with obedience, to walk by the Spirit, to allow you to empower every step as we seek to live a life that brings glory and honor to your name. A life that pleases you. A life of humility through love serving others. Thank you for the gospel that changes us. And we now receive a good gift from your hand and say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash away our sins, to make us new inside. Drink.